Hi, and welcome to another edition of Jim on the Air. I'm Jim Sirianni, your host with the most. I have to say that every single time because I'm contractually obligated to say that, and no, I'm not. I have to run that joke into the ground every time I do another show, because God forbid I think of something else to say that's, you know, for the beginning of the show. Anyway, welcome to Jim on the Air. And Jim on the Air, this time around, we are kind of dedicating the show to the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is going up at Center Stage Theater. And we're very excited to see live performances returning to the theater. So that's very exciting. And the Reemerge Dance Festival was a way to celebrate the fact that we are starting to reopen theaters indoors as well as outdoors. And it's kind of exciting after being in hell for the last year and a half with the pandemic. My guest for today's show is Shenandoah Harris. And Shenandoah was born and raised in Denver, Colorado. From a young age, she was involved in both theater and dance. And upon moving to California, she continued to pursue her love of dance training at several studios in Northern California, including Alonzo King Lines Ballet. She went on to receive her BFA in dance from UCSB with a second degree in theater production and design. She has worked as a designer and technician at several companies in Los Angeles, including Golden Voice, Mattel Toys, and Universal Studios, just to name a few. And she has a wide range of other accolades on her bio, but we'll let her explain more. You don't need to listen to me rattle on here. But at this point, I'd like to welcome you to the show, Shenandoah. Welcome to Jim on the Air.
Hi. So nice to be here virtually.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it, to do stuff like this virtually. But hopefully one of these days we can all do things like this in person.
Definitely.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about, you know, I just touched on your bio there a little bit, but what would you say was the path, if you will, quote unquote path, that led you to an artist in general and also to dance?
From a very young age, I was involved in both theater and dance and lots of other artistic outlets, mainly because I grew up with a single mother and she was a nurse, and I did have a somewhat challenging upbringing just financially, so I would have to do a lot of after school programming. And so she would drop me off at the community center that had free theater and kind of like free little dance classes. And I just really fell in love with dance and theater, and I did a little bit of gymnastics and all sorts of things like that. And then over time, my love for, you know, art and dance just grew. I mean, I remember when I was little, my brother would come home from college and he would be like, "Oh, we're watching Cats again, the musical." And he realized that I wasn't watching it. I was actually just dancing. Sorry, I live in LA, loud. I was just dancing and actually doing all the choreography. So I kind of always loved to dance. It's just the way it's been.
But what an interesting story, though, that because of after school programs, that's what kind of sparked an interest, I guess. Is that correct? Mm-hmm. Nice, nice. And again, I'm speaking with Shenandoah Harris, and she is going to be a part of the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is coming up here June 17th through the 20th at Center Stage Theater. By the way, for tickets and information, you can log on to the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. Again, that's all one word, centerstagetheater.org, and all the information about the festival, as well as other information. There's a blog on the website. You can click on the blog and learn all the details about all the various groups that will be participating in this year's festival. Shenandoah, let me ask you then, what is your favorite style or genre of dance, and why?
Well, you know, over the years I've practiced many different styles. Going to university, for now, in the way that university is structured, schools normally focus on ballet and modern, especially at UCSB. It's a very heavily ballet and modern based school. Whether or not that's what, you know, the rest of the dance world is deeply focusing on, that's usually what universities focus on. So I trained in a lot of ballet modern, but I also did a decent amount of hip hop throughout that time as well, taking kind of outside the department classes. And then when I moved to LA, I ended up touring with Diavolo Dance Theater, which is an internationally, nationally acclaimed company. And everything that they do is actually with set pieces, and it's very acrobatic, and they use these massive set pieces and lots of flipping and sliding and jumping off of stuff and flipping off of things. Everything is very heavy, and all the set pieces are very hard, like metal and things like that. So I ended up doing that. And I do feel like that's really what I enjoy the most, not necessarily the acrobatic aspects, but just the very physical and like, you know, you're really sweating and you're really pushing yourself and challenging yourself and floor work and jumping and all sorts of things like that. That's what I enjoy the most, because it's hard.
And so it's challenging, and it causes you to have to push yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah, and stay very mentally present. Right. You can't really be thinking about anything else other than what you're doing. And you have to be very clear also with the people you're working with, and your thoughts and your intentions and your emotions in those moments. And then your motions, your actions have to all align, which I enjoy that like clarity of space.
Okay. Oh, wow. I like that. Okay. That's very cool. And so tell us then, you know, you're a dancer, as we've well established, and an artist. What was the last year during the shutdown and quarantine like for you as an artist? Were you able to do any kind of creativity? How was that whole year?
Well, I had just left the company that I was touring with kind of in August of 2019. And then I had really started to focus on my own dance company, which I've always been making work, but it was not like my main focus. It was kind of something I was doing on the side. So then from August 2019 to March 2020, I was like really focused, working with a group of dancers, rehearsing a lot, gearing up for a really big show, had booked out several tour, like in California performances. It was really like things were starting to pick up, and I felt like this momentum. So actually the night of our opening first performance, after several months and a long time developing these, what I think were really great pieces that we were gonna show and then work with for the next probably 6 or 8 months touring, that was when everything closed. So on our opening night was when everything shut down. So we were all in the theater.
Oh man.
And we couldn't perform.
After all that work. Really,
yes, it was like, you know, the tech was finished, the costumes were done, the lights were programmed, the tickets were sold out, everything was ready to go. And it just completely, you know, people were calling or texting me or emailing the company saying, well, are you doing it tonight or are you not? And then the theater had to send out this whole email. So over the last year, there was a little bit of time where I was just grieving that, because I think all artists, whether they showed it or not, you know, you were losing a big part of yourself, especially as a performing artist. So there was some grief, but I was able to make, I made a film, which you will also see in this performance, with my collaborator, Ryan. We made a Super 8 film, which was very awesome. And I started working very slowly on the solo. And then I actually created a really nice online community offering dance classes and things like that.
Oh, wow. That's very, very cool. So you were able to kind of come out of it a little bit, even though it was, I'm sure, heartbreaking to have everything just stop. But then you were able to at least create in another way. And again, I was just going to say, if you're just joining us, because that's what I used to say in radio, but that's not the case here. But anyway, I'm speaking with Shenandoah Harris, and she's going to be part of the Reemerge Dance Festival, which is coming up June 17th through the 20th. And you can go to centerstagetheater.org to look up information about tickets, reservations, etc. And all the information also about COVID protocols that the theater has in place and what will be expected when you arrive at the theater. That all that information as well is on the website. Again, centerstagetheater.org, and you can reserve your tickets and do all of that good stuff. Also, you can click on the blog and learn more about the festival in more detail, all that good stuff. So Shenandoah, tell us about Psychopomp.
So that is my dance company. Psychopomp Dance Theater originally was a collective of about seven, but right now it's a little bit less, just due to the pandemic. But psychopomp is the term that, it is a term that defines the character in many different types of religions and cultures that shepherds your soul from this world to the next. So it's kind of in this liminal space, guardian or protector, not really the judgment, rather, for example, Anubis or Charon or Valkyrie, things like that. These creatures that have many different roles, but often will, you know, once your body has passed on and then your soul needs to go where it's going, in these mythic stories, they shepherd you there. So a lot of the work that I make in Psychopomp does have cultural or religious meaning for me personally. And it has to do with a lot of like mythic stories, more archaic and ancient tales, because A, that's what I'm interested in, and B, I enjoy making material. I kind of like to take current topics and then put them through the lens of something more general or ancient or well-known, because I think it allows people to have a different perspective. We have a Patreon right now, which has been really helpful during the pandemic. I started that, and a Patreon is like a subscription-based service where you essentially just support artists that you like to support. Our lowest tier is a $2 tier, and then we go all the way up to $30. And I provide dance classes, snippets of choreography that I'm working on. I hosted a creation workshop last month where I actually helped artists create their own little films or at least workshop them. And then I also, on the side of all that, I'm a personal trainer. So I also offer fitness classes that are kind of geared if you are either a dancer or you just want to be healthy but not be going to a gym and like doing crazy stuff you don't know what you're doing. I really thread all my movement through dance.
Now, when you're doing training, do you go to the client, or do you do in a private setting of somehow? How does that work? Because of the pandemic, I'm asking.
I was virtual, and that's kind of where Patreon, a little bit of it started, is that I'll do live and then also on-demand classes. And that's actually very cheap. It's only $8 a month, and it's like you have tutorials on there, workouts, cross training, mobility classes, injury prevention stuff. But during the pandemic, I actually built a gym in my apartment's garage. We have a little one-car garage in LA, and I turned it into a gym, and I've been training people out of there. Basically went from one client to 12, 13 now. Nice. Because I had to make money.
Of course, yeah, and try to figure that out with everything else being shut down. Well, that's great that you were able to kind of pivot, if you will, and
make lots of pivoting.
Yeah, I feel like that everyone's pivoting like back and forth, you know, one direction to the other because of the whole having to readjust with the pandemic. And again, I'm chatting with Shenandoah Harris. She is part of the Reemerge Dance Festival coming up at Center Stage Theater, June 17th through the 19th, and she will be performing live on the 19th. She's part of the program that will be on Saturday, June 19th, and she'll be doing her piece then. And then she's also in some of the films, one of the films that will be shown Saturday night, as well as, I believe, the first night of the festival. So she's also featured in those films as well. But her main piece will be on Saturday, June 19th. So if you want to go to that, and of course, with the festival, you can go to all four nights or pick and choose. It just depends on, you know, how you want to do the whole thing. So Shenandoah, tell us about your piece. What's it all about?
So my piece that I'll be showing, the work I'm showing, is actually just an excerpt. It's not a full length thing. I'm still in process. The piece I am making basically is an exploration in my own Jewish heritage and my own perception of Jewishness and being a Jew, and the exploration of how other people perceive Jews and what perhaps the truth and the true history of Jewish culture and Jewish religion and the ethno-religion in general. So that's kind of what I'm exploring. I'm exploring that, how do I explain this? I'm kind of exploring it through the lens of repentance and sin. The piece originally came from, there's a Jewish holiday called Yom Kippur. It happens every year. It's considered the High Holy Days. It's one of two. It's right before the New Year in the Jewish calendar. And you go to temple and you repent and you ask for forgiveness and you fast. And you say this specific prayer on one of the nights where you pound your chest called the Kol Nidre. And that's called All Vows. And it's kind of where you essentially, it's a generalized, very long list of all the things that you could have done that transgressed. And it's not about transgression against or trying to get out of like debts you owe people or laws you might have broken. These are more moral things that maybe you wanted to be better at and then you were not. Like perhaps gossiping or coveting or feeling badly about yourself or, you know, speaking badly about another person or not fulfilling a promise that you said you would fulfill, like with a family member, things like that. So that's kind of where the piece came from, because I was really thinking about throughout the pandemic, all the things that we say we're gonna do for each other, or all the things that we should be doing for each other, and then we really break those vows, or how we repent, and kind of this idea that, well, it's really easy to put a mask on and stay inside and not travel. And yet so many people just felt like they couldn't do that. And to me, I was like, wow, that to me is like just a huge transgression against our whole societal contract.
Right,
And I wondered, you know, certain people that have more powers than others during certain times in the last year, I was curious, you know, are they gonna be, where is their comeuppance? Is God going to come and come to them? Are they going to have to repent? But I've yet to see that occur, in my opinion. So I've just been thinking a lot about those things, and that kind of took me down this journey of thinking about all the times in the Old Testament specifically, where humans are required to repent, or humans have sinned, and then God's reaction, or when God transgresses, and then humans' reaction to that. So that's kind of what I'm playing with in the piece. It's a much longer in-depth process, but for the thing you're going to see on the 19th, specifically, I'm kind of thinking about, I'm starting with this idea of Jonah and the whale.
Okay.
Which is a really old story.
Right. Yes. And so what is the title of the piece?
The title of the piece right now is a working title. It's called Dog Gadol, which is Hebrew for big fish.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm essentially, for what you're going to be seeing on Saturday, that Saturday is the story a little bit of being inside the whale. Jonah gets put inside a whale because he doesn't want to do God's bidding. And so then God puts him in the whale because he gets thrown off overboard and he has to repent when he's inside. And he goes through many different thoughts and emotions during the time inside of this whale.
Right.
So that's kind of where I'm starting.
Okay. So the piece is kind of based on that story from the Bible then?
A little bit. The overarching concept of the piece is essentially that I want to visit different points in our world history, specifically in relation to the Jewish people, and play with how outsiders may perceive Jews, how people in the Jewish community perceive us, how we look, how we dress, where we come from, our, you know, mannerisms or ways that we express ourselves, whether that is something that has been put upon us by others or that's something that naturally has come from us, and kind of use this idea of repentance and sin threaded through to, in these different moments, to kind of play with that.
All right. Awesome. Well, that sounds like a fabulous idea, and I'll be curious to see how it all comes together on the 19th.
Yes.
And I'm talking with Shenandoah Harris, and we're talking about the Reemerge Dance Festival, and her piece will be featured on Saturday, June 19th. And tickets are on sale on the Center Stage website, centerstagetheater.org. And all the performances are at 7 p.m., except there'll be a matinee performance on Sunday, the 20th, and that'll be at 2 p.m. But again, Shannon's piece will be featured on June 19th, and that starts at 7 p.m. at Center Stage Theater. And again, centerstagetheater.org for the tickets. So Shannon, I hope you'll amuse me here for a little bit. I just wanted to ask you some random questions, just so folks can kind of get to know another side of you, if you will. And if you don't mind me, if you wouldn't mind letting me do that. but one of the questions I wanted to ask, and I'm kind of asking everybody too, is what or who is your favorite fictional character? If you had to pick one.
I think one of my favorite fictional characters would be in the Star Wars universe. If you've seen the animated series Rebels, there's a character named Kanan Jarrus, and then his kind of wife, Hera. They're two of my favorite characters, or I guess I'm telling you more than one. And then within the same series, I also really love, there's this kind of like, I don't know if you're into Star Wars, but...
Oh, I am.
Force neutral. There's this force neutral, ethereal, ephemeral being named Bendu that I really think is an awesome character. And actually, I took inspiration for the piece that I'm working on currently. Of course, you're only seeing an excerpt, but that's one of my favorite characters as well.
Nice. Very cool. And then if you had to pick just one, what is one of your most prized possessions or treasures that you own?
Like a material object?
Sure. Or any, you know, that's kind of hard to narrow that down, probably. If you had to just pick one.
I don't know. That's a really challenging question. I think this necklace, my brother got it for me. My mom got me the chain, and then my brother got me the necklace. And it's a mezuzah, which normally, thank you. Yeah, I've had this since I think I was maybe 6.
Oh, wow.
So.
Very long time. Well, great. Well, Shenandoah, I just want to thank you for joining me today, and good luck with the dance festival. I won't say break a leg, because, you know, that's we don't want that to happen. yeah. But thanks again for joining us, and good luck with the festival. And anything else you'd like to leave with us before we go?
No, I'm excited to do the festival. What I am going to be showing is an excerpt, so it's not going to be a finished piece of work. And if you do enjoy it, if you do see it, or you don't see it and you enjoy dance and you're wanting to support a fledgling company that is just about to start rehiring people, and after a year in the pandemic, would really love more support, whether it's just a follow on Instagram or you know, joining on Patreon at our lowest tier. It's only $2 a month. I mean, $2 a month to you is not even a coffee, but to someone like me, you know, every $2 really does add up. And there are awesome perks on there that are going to help you be a better artist, a better mover, just move through your day pain-free, experience more types of art, and meet new artists. It's a really fun community. So, you know, even a tiny little bit, whatever it is, goes a really long way, especially right now. Because, you know, not only do I have to feed and clothe myself and pay my bills, but then I got to get enough money so that all my artists can do that as well. So any support, whatever it is deeply appreciated. And you can check us out on Instagram, Psychopomp Dance, PSYCHOPOMP Dance. And then on Patreon, same thing, Psychopomp Dance. Just look it up on Patreon, you will find it. And I'm excited for the festival.
Nice, nice. And again, it's called Psychopomp Dance on both Instagram and Facebook. Awesome.
Yes. Well, we're not really on Facebook that much right now, but we do have a little Facebook page. Mainly we're on Instagram and then our Patreon community, which are just both you can find online.
Nice. Very cool. Well, Shenandoah, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck with the festival and with all your future endeavors and all that good stuff. And it was lovely to meet you, even though it was virtually. And again,
of course. All right. Well, you have a good day too.
You too. And again, her company is called Psychopomp, Psychopomp Dance on social media. And for tickets to the festival, you can check out Center Stage's website, centerstagetheater.org. And you can also click on their blog to learn more about the festival in detail. And again, that's centerstagetheater.org. And if you want to follow me as well, I'm on social media all over the place. Jim on the Air on Instagram, Facebook, and Jim on the Radio, actually, on Twitter. I got to change that one. But Jim on the Air is the name of the show, and you can listen to it on anchor.fm, on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and about five or six other platforms as well. Thank you so much for joining us, and we will catch you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.